Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And if you hear any weird bug noises slash... are those frogs? I don't know if those are frogs.
Tree frogs, maybe?
Maybe. We're in the park.
We are.
We are back in the park in Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia.
Phoenixville. We like to do it outdoors.
Pahonixville.
It's Pahonixville.
We like to do it...
Yeah.
We like to do it outdoors. On picnic tables.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get splinters from said picnic tables. Yeah. Oh, look, this one's got glitter on it.
Look at that. It does. It looks like a heart.
How fancy. A little bit.
Or a butt.
Could be either.
There's also bird poop on it.
Well, you know.
I think this is bird poop and not glitter.
Glittery bird poop. That's apparently some bird...
Spent time in a strip club?
Spent time
in a
strip club. It's funny, I went over to my parents' place the other day, and my mom was, like, covered in glitter, head to toe. I'm like, what's going on here? I don't need to know about your extracurricular activities.
Did she get a new job?
Nah, she had to stock all of the new Halloween costumes for girls at Costco.
Okay.
And it's, like, all princess dresses, and it's pretty much a standard of princess dresses that it needs to have glitter on it somewhere.
Of course.
And there's, like, a couple hundred of them, so she was just pulling them out of boxes and stacking them on the thing, and, yeah, she was just covered.
Covered in glitter!
Craziness. In scout camp, because we had the arts and crafts area, we used to refer to glitter as, herpes. Because once it gets on you, it's like it never comes off, right?
You've heard of it, yes. It's terrible.
So we both have birthdays this week.
Yes.
Ours was last week. Yours is Sunday.
The party's Sunday. Okay. Birthday is actually on Friday.
Sweet. Both have two-year-olds now. And
two-year-olds are awesome.
Two-year-olds are my two-year-olds.
They kind of
awesome.
Are.
When she decides to be grumpy, she's like super, super grumpy.
Yes.
But generally, she's pretty cool, I think. Yeah. How's yours doing so far?
She's good. She says ridiculous things.
Which is awesome.
Like when she tries to say sit, it sounds like she's saying sheet.
Right.
She. And when she loves peaches.
Okay.
So when she tries to say, like, she wants a peach, she's like, gimme peach. And I'm like, did you just say gimme bitch? It's like, you don't call me a bitch.
Right.
So, you know, it's, I forget what she was saying last night in the car. What was she saying? I don't remember what it was, but Sarah's like, it just sounded like she said cock.
It's like, gosh.
I was like,
that's,
I mean,
terrible.
She didn't.
Right.
Oh, she was saying truck.
Truck.
Like, so we drove past a truck, and she's like, cock. So that, to me, that's my favorite part of turning two and the early twos,
mm-hmm.
when they can't talk very well, but
it's
they
like,
really are trying.
It's like kids say the darndest things, but on a different level.
Yeah. You know, they have their own words, their own language for things.
Yeah.
And it's just funny for us trying to figure out what it is they're talking about.
Right. Our difficulty is actually with... it's funny. Our difficulty is with Netflix, which... Hashtag first world problems. And we actually rent... I'm going to be posting pictures soon. We changed around our living room. But... So her two favorite things to watch are Barney and Mr. Peabody.
Okay.
But... For Mr. Peabody, she can say P, and she can say body, but she can never say it at the same time. So she'll come up to me and she'll say body or Bonnie, and I have to listen to her for a second just to figure out which one she wants, because if I put on the wrong one, she's gonna be mad at me.
So body sounds like Barney.
Right.
I gotcha. That makes sense.
But yeah, so...
Is this, like, the original Mr. Peabody?
No.
Or is it
the
movie?
The movie.
Okay, that's
Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's pretty fucking good.
It is.
I gotta say. Although I do have the perspective of the original Mr. Peabody and Sherman, I watched it when I was a kid. My mom got, like, a collection VHS or something like that, so none of that Rocky and Bullwinkle nonsense.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I always liked it as a kid. I thought it was really neat that they had made a new movie about it, and it's very SpongeBob in that there are plenty of jokes for the adults well as the kids.
I remember, I saw the preview for it.
Yeah.
And what the heck song did they use for the preview?
I can't
remember the name of the band, and I love them.
I know most of the songs.
It was the one that they used in the trailer.
I can't remember what the trailer was. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Anyway, but like, it was a song I would always like rock out to in the car or whatever. And so just like them having that in the preview, like I thought kind of elevated.
Right.
I was like, this preview looks awesome.
They're going to make this cool. That's great.
So I was excited to see it. I haven't seen it the entire way through.
Yeah.
Like we watched it bits and pieces at different times. The girls have seen it all the way through.
I just got to mention, I got to highlight for people who haven't seen it yet, my favorite scene, probably, I'd say probably, because the scene with Leonardo da Vinci and Mona Lisa is fucking hilarious. But, so at one point they end up in the Trojan horse, which is sitting outside Troy, and they're inside with Agamemnon and all the Greek heroes who are going to go bust up Troy, right?
Okay.
And Agamemnon starts talking about daddy issues. And he goes down the line of people, he says, just so you know, and it's Patrick Warburton, by the way.
Okay.
Who has just the perfect voice for it.
Yeah.
He's like, not many people know this, but all of us Greek heroes have our daddy issues. My dad was half man, half, as a minotaur, half man, half bull. All judgment. And he gets to, he says some other stuff about some other guys, and then he gets to the end of the line. No kid who is age appropriate for this movie is ever going to understand this joke. That nobody's going to understand. No kid is going to understand this joke until they hit high school.
Okay.
He gets to the last guy and he says, "And don't even get me started on Oedipus. Let's just say you do not want to go to his house for the holidays." Awkward. For those of you who don't know about this tale of Oedipus, it involves Oedipus having
relations
with his own mother.
Yes.
Albeit he did not realize that it was his own mother, but still.
Right.
And then he carves his eyes out and stuff, which they did not include in the characterization of Oedipus.
Of course not. I mean, hence the Oedipus complex.
Right, right.
And real quick, I did find the song.
Did you?
It's Pompeii by Bastille.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which
I haven't heard Bastille in a while, but then again, I haven't listened to 104.5 in a while.
they're on SiriusXM on Alt Nation, which is what I listen to in the car.
You're officially programmed when you have to refer to something by the entire name of the show.
I listen to SiriusXM, channel 36, Alt Nation.
Oh, man.
Came free with my car.
What's it?
Came free with my car.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, for 6 months. So.
I had my very first SiriusXM experience in the Kia the other day. But we can talk about that later. So,
yes.
So yeah, what we did kind of in preparation for her second birthday, and also because she just watches too much TV, and also because we want to try and maximize the efficiency of our 2-bedroom apartment, we moved the TV into the bedroom.
Oh.
There is no television in the living room whatsoever anymore.
That's awful.
Well, it got to a point where she would wake up first thing in the morning and go directly to the television.
Okay.
And say, Barney or Bobby, you know. And so I started imposing rules, like, okay, you have to eat your breakfast first and then TV, and then no TV for a half hour before nap time, no TV for an hour before bedtime, that sort of thing. And then...
Did you and her have a very, open discussion?
Oh, absolutely.
Because,
I basically laid the rules out for her.
Right.
We sat down, I laid the rules out for her over the ottoman, which folds out into a little table. And she just kind of looked at me and stared at her pancakes and just ran into the other room. But I think it was progressive. I think it was a progressive conversation.
Of course.
So whenever she wants to watch TV is when we have like, bedroom time, basically. Okay. Where we'll just go sit in bed and you know, watch Mr. Peabody. Only once at a time. None of this, as soon as it ends, start it over again.
Oh, well, yeah.
Stuff. Yeah, none of that.
But, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. It was getting kind of hairy.
We're pretty good with TV. Yeah. Maddie doesn't watch a ton of it. I mean, Sophia just wants to be in front of the iPad and watch terrible videos all day long.
Nice.
Like, she'll wake up and it's, you know, trying to get out the door. Go watch the iPad? No. And then, like, I'll go into the bathroom and come out and she has it. I'm like,
yeah.
Time for a fight.
Right.
Can't wait. It's like my favorite part of the day.
You gotta put her in a headlock and just tear it away from her.
Yeah, like I'm like, alright, you can watch it, but you know your scooter that you love? Putting that in the car, giving it to some other kid.
That's terrible.
Consequences.
Oh, man.
Gives up that iPad, though.
You should just start charging her rent for the iPad. Like, yay, good, watch the iPad. But all the time you're watching the iPad, you have to spend in the bath.
See, no, because she loves the bath.
Ah, does she love the bath?
Yeah, okay. And never wants to get out.
Yeah. Emma has issues with the bath for some reason. Like, if we just sit her in there, she'll sit and play, and that's cool.
Right.
But for me, at least, if I put her in the bath, and I have water in it, and I start to try and, like, wash her hair and stuff like that, she starts flipping out. But she will take showers.
Will she?
She's into the shower thing. I don't know why. I think she just thinks it's fun, and it's easier to wash her hair that way.
It is. It is easier, although Maddie's terrified of the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Getting her bathed itself is a pain.
It's a... I can imagine being that little, it's a freaky thing to have this, you know...
Yeah.
Water just shooting at your face constantly. Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So, you guys had the party.
Yeah, we had a party yesterday. It was a beautiful day for it. It was out in the backyard of my parents' new place. We set up all the tables underneath the oak tree they have out there.
Very nice.
Really, really nice. But yeah, it was hot. Like, the difference, it's ridiculous how much the difference between the temperature was. Between standing under the tree and standing in the sun. It was like 90 degrees in the sun, 60 degrees under the tree.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But there weren't many kids. Like, we had a lot of family members over, but the only other little one there was my my cousin's daughter. And they just kind of hung out, the two of them. It was nice.
It's always nice.
We decided we wanted to have some kind of super special gift. Like, everything is awesome. We got you know, a lot of clothing, a couple of Barney plush dolls, that sort of thing. But we wanted to have something, like, super special.
Okay.
Right? So didn't we get her an inflatable ball pit? We did. Which is also kind of why we moved the TV.
Right. Is it, like, once you got the hole on the top, kind of sit inside it?
It's so one big pad that they can jump up and down on, and it's got inflatable walls on either side with a little door cut out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's a big giant hole on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We also have that. Not using it. I mean, we did.
Yeah.
You know, before we moved. Don't really have the space for it at the moment.
Let's just put it this way. We had to take the TV out of the living room. But it's totally cool. And she's a little freaked out about it at first. Like, she's not into it. She hasn't climbed in it yet.
Okay.
But hopefully we can coerce her into doing so. And I think she'll like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, ball pits are kind of awesome. I wish they were bigger so I could go in it.
Right.
Because I'm a child.
I started climbing into it. I got halfway in there and I'm like, I really feel like this isn't going to support my weight. And then Carissa looked at me and she's like, you know, it only holds like 120 pounds, right? Damn it!
Yeah. Plus, you wouldn't even fit in there.
Right.
Just get stuck. We've gotten Maddie some gifts. We're not going crazy.
Yeah.
You know, with, you know, space restraints and that kind of thing. And I also don't want to spend money at the wazoo
right.
at the moment.
Right.
But I mean, we're having her party on Sunday. We have our inflatable pool, which, you know, is like this $20 one from Target, like the mm-hmm. round one.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that.
And then my in-laws are bringing, they have the rectangle one, which I think you have, or your parents have. The long...
It's generally rectangle.
Right.
Yeah, you know what it is, a rectangle, yeah. There's like the $15 one from Walmart.
Yeah, I think
on
it's...
On rollback.
I think it's the same one. So yeah. They're bringing that, so we're going to have two pools. And then we're going to have a bounce castle.
Because why not?
It was offered to us for the party, and we said, okay.
Yeah.
You know, our friends who have kids, you know, a bunch of our friends who have kids are coming with their kids. So,
gotcha.
You know, do the party outside, and I'll just hang out in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Or I'll be in the kiddie pool.
Either one. Maybe switch it up every once in a while.
Yeah, just
hang out in the hot tub. You get up when you need a new beer.
Exactly.
Grab a beer. Hit the kiddie pool for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that helps exfoliation, actually, if you go from hot to cold to hot
yeah.
to cold, you know.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I think we're grilling, so I think I'm grilling.
Nice.
We're not a big fan of grilling for a ton of people, but...
Yeah.
That's kind of...
As long as you have a big enough grill to, you know, to do a whole bunch at a time.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to do burger. I'm pretty sure I'm just doing burgers and dogs. Like, I'm not doing...
That's what we did.
Barbecue chicken.
We kept it real simple.
Excuse me, do you have steak? Get out. Get out now.
You brought ribs, right?
That would actually be awesome.
It would be.
Like, awesome. I would pay to watch everybody else's kids
yeah.
eat ribs.
Dude, I...
And not have to deal with, the mess of my own kids doing it.
So my brother Ian works for a smokehouse. They smoke meats. That's what they do.
Nice.
And I said to him a couple of weeks ago, I was like, hey, I was thinking of having you pick up something from work. And he's like, yeah, I might be able to do that. So how it works there is you can take stuff home,
okay.
and then you just write out a receipt for it, and they take it out of your paycheck, right?
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess he lost track at one point.
Of what he was taking home?
And, like, half of his paycheck was gone for the 1 month, because they just kept getting, meats, you know.
But, I mean, meats are delicious.
Meats are delicious, especially smoked.
Yes.
But yeah, so we kept it simple. Just burgers, hot dogs, macaroni salad.
Yeah, I'm
that whole deal.
Pretty sure that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to make the sweet potato chips that Sarah and I made while we were in Whole30.
Okay.
Except it takes forever.
Does it really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're... unless you have, like, 38 mandolins...
Wait. Mandolins?
Not the instrument.
Okay, all right.
The kitchen utensil.
I did not know that there was a kitchen utensil called a mandolin.
I did not either. And then Sarah was like... I was like, we can just slice them with knife. She's like, no, we need to get a mandolin. And I was like, why would we need a musical instrument? am I just going to entertain you while you
right,
slice
yeah.
potatoes? But no, I mean, it's a little... I mean, we got a hand one, so it's like eight inches long, it's got a blade, and it's got a little hand tool on top that you use, and you kind of slide.
See, I thought that was just called a slicer.
It's, I mean, honestly, it looks a lot like a small meat slicer.
Or
it's
like
called a
mandolin. One of those credit card things they
yes,
used to use.
Yeah,
I got you.
And so, you know, it slices the potatoes up really thin,
right.
and perfect for baking chips.
Nice.
And, you know, people said we should sell them.
Yeah?
Which, yeah, and I'm like, I kind of would love to, but...
Mr. and Mrs. Brown's sweet potato chips.
Yeah. With coconut oil, sea salt, and rosemary.
Nice. Oh, real quick, I have to interject for you to learn a new phrase that just came out of my brain the other day, completely random.
Okay.
And it should be especially used when asked what you think about something. Like, for instance, hey, what did you think about the movie the other day?
Okay.
To which you would respond with, well, I wouldn't compare it to sex, but I'd dip a chip in it. Badoosh. But for some reason, I felt like saying it in my Paula Deen voice because it was food. Well, I wouldn't compare it to sex, but I'd dip a chip in it.
That doesn't really sound Paula Deen. That sounds...
That kind of sounds like
It's a cartoon character, and I can't place the show.
The gay guy from Archer.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's...
But I think that's... I think that's just my go-to voice for Southern people, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, they all sound the same.
That's terrible.
It is. I'm kidding. I can't understand a word any of you say, anyway.
But sweet potato chips sound awesome.
They were. First time we failed, because, like I said, we used a knife.
Right.
Pieces of my finger ended up in the chips.
Protein. Whatever.
No, I sliced my fingers like 4 times trying to, you know.
Yeah.
You cannot slice a potato that thin with a knife and your hand.
Right.
So, soggy. It was basically like, you know, just flat potatoes.
Right. Which they call au croton.
Yes. So then we got the mandolin, and then, you know, Sarah's fingers end up in the chips because she slipped and had a nice little slice on her finger.
Damn. Like putting blood into your work.
Yes. It's how you put the love in.
Right.
But yeah, like, I mean, the first time, we're like, these are awesome, didn't make that many.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, took 4 hours to make, like, a tub. Like, not a really big tub that didn't last us very long. They're so good. Like, I mean, this is the best thing we've made. And Sarah's like, way to take credit for making my chips. I'm like, it's like your recipe. You found it. You found the recipe.
I share my the recipe for the protein drink that I do.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my God, did you come up with this? This is fucking delicious. Like, no, it's Dr. Oz. I don't know what to tell you.
I Googled it.
Yeah.
And I found this recipe and I made it.
Oh, man. And I didn't even find it on Dr. Oz. Carissa did.
Right. Good old Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
So weird.
He's useful every once in a while. Entertainment, I guess.
Every now and then.
I don't know.
Speaking of Whole 30.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, you put up a post about it the other day, man. And congratulations on your success.
Thank you. We are now, what's today's date? Today the 15th?
16th.
16th, so I'm now 16 days off of it.
Right.
Put all the weight back on.
That's typically how it goes, though, isn't it?
I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, lost 15-ish pounds.
Nice.
Lost at least 15 pounds.
Yeah.
I started, like, working out right after to just kind of to keep it rolling. I was trying to stick to it as much as I could.
Right.
Didn't really this weekend. Which is okay, you know. I'm not sticking to 100%. I'm just trying to stick 80% on.
Just 20%. Do as well as you can throughout the day.
Yeah, as long as I can keep weight off,
right,
and continue to lose weight, then
right,
then I'll be happy. So yeah, like I wrote a blog post about my experiences,
mm-hmm,
kind of how we survived it with kids who won't eat,
right?
The same, you know, the things that we're having. Mostly Sophia wouldn't, like, you know, making them a peanut butter sandwich in the morning, or, like, yeah, for their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's like, you know, I'm done. I, like, scrape the excess off on the knife into the jar,
mm-hmm,
and if there's still some on the knife, lick it.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like, nope, can't do that. Or, you know, they're like, we're giving them pizza.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, here, take a bite. I'm like, nope. Mm-mm. Can't do it.
You are stronger than I.
It was, honestly, that was really hard. And also going to, like, family reunions where everyone's drinking and, like, you walk in and there's
a
tray of, you know, soft pretzel bites and you're like, I don't want to eat that so bad. But you don't.
Yeah, we have half of a full sheet cake from Costco in our refrigerator right now.
So that'll be gone tonight.
Pretty much 3 cases worth of soda. So this is going to be a weird week for me.
Lots of soda and cake.
Say I've been trying to do, I guess isolation, is that what you call it? Just, you know, but basically the same thing that you were saying.
Okay.
Whole 30 is you cut out a whole bunch of stuff, and then you kind of gradually
reintroduce
it. So like yesterday, I've had more soda than I've had in the past like month and a half. I had like six cans of soda.
That's a lot.
Crazy.
Did you not feel too well after it?
I felt like shit.
Yeah.
I felt horrible. So I've been doing the best that I can with keeping up with the shakes and eating more protein and stuff like that. The issue is, and it might be because I'm drinking more coffee these days, because the Wawa opened up across the street and the first 10 days of a new Wawa is free coffee. Like,
nice.
Unlimited free coffee.
That's ridiculous.
Like, three or four times a day, free coffee is what I'm talking about.
So you would just go over...
Multiple trips with multiple cups, we'll put it that way. And coffee tends to put a stop on my appetite, right?
Okay.
So, I would wake up at, like, 6:30 in the morning, and I wouldn't feel hungry until, like, 1:30 in the afternoon. Which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I also had no energy at all because I didn't eat anything for breakfast, because...
It's the most important
meal. I was thinking to myself, yeah, you know, I should probably really make myself breakfast. But I'm not hungry, and I don't feel like it. I'd rather just hang out with my kid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to get back on top of that, trying to keep regular meals even though I don't feel hungry, you know?
Well, yeah, you got to feed your body so it can give you your energy.
Right, right.
I mean, I think I've said it before, like what we ate, kind of our breakfast, like the entire way through.
Yeah.
Actually, when I left to come do this, Sarah was making it for the week.
Okay.
Sweet potato hash.
Okay.
We're allowed to have bacon now.
Okay.
Which is good, because bacon's...
Hey, gluten-free.
Yeah, like, try to get, like, the healthiest bacon that you can...
Yeah.
You know, uncured, with no sugar.
Right, right.
Which Sarah didn't really like it. It also only came with, like, 7 pieces. It was, like, really thick.
Wow. Only 7 pieces.
Like, yeah, and sucks. I'm like, that's not gonna last very long.
Yeah, no.
But I would always, like, when I would cook it, I would take fresh ground pepper and put it on the bacon, because the pepper bacon is freaking...
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's no sugar, you know, it kind of lacks in the flavor that you would want. So I found putting, you know, pepper on there made it awesome.
Right.
So we would do sweet potato hash, wouldn't always do bacon, and like an over easy runny yolk egg.
Yeah.
So you just put the egg right on top of the potatoes.
Right.
And you just let that yolk run down.
Mm-hmm.
On the potatoes.
Envelope it. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
So, I was, like, so adamant that when I was done, it's like, I cannot wait to eat a bagel.
Yeah.
I have not eaten a bagel. Like, just because I was tired of, like, having to, like, cook breakfast every morning. But
yeah.
I was just like, you know what? I feel good when I eat it. So.
Might as well, you know.
Yeah. And I think I mentioned that in the post. What was funny with what I wrote, like, I kind of, you know, I went through it. And, you know, I linked to Whole30's website to kind of say, you know, what it's about, and tweet my post like I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, I see getting all this traffic. I was like, what is happening? Like, what's going on? Well, Whole30 themselves, one, replied to me,
which was awesome. Yeah.
Two, retweeted it to, like, their 25,000 followers. Which,
props.
Yeah, so I got, you know, a ton of responses through that.
That's awesome.
And what was kind of cool... When you tag them or mention, even use the hashtag or, you know, at them on Twitter,
right,
on their website, it shows up at the bottom as, like, a comment automatically.
That's awesome.
So
that's
I'm really getting all cool. These referrals from Whole30's website,
right,
in addition to them, you know, tweeting it, which I was like, that's awesome. Kind of makes me want to just keep sending the same tweets,
right,
that people keep seeing on their website, so it keeps bringing...
You got to get on Hootsuite and, like, schedule out regular tweets every day at varying hours for the next, like,
yeah,
month and a
yeah,
half.
Exactly. So, you know, that was cool. And, you know, I put my before and after picture up last weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there's a vast difference.
Yeah.
And I honestly, like, I got more engagement from that than anything I've done, like,
yeah,
at all.
That's awesome.
Like, on Twitter, on Instagram, on my Facebook page, on my own personal Facebook page.
Right.
And people are like, oh, you inspired me to start. And it's like 5 people told me that they started because they saw the picture of, like, me and Sarah after going through it. And I'm like, what?
Cool.
I'm like, yeah. Like, accidental inspiration.
All right,
you know?
Mr. Jack LaLanne over there.
I'm Tony Little.
Ah, okay.
You can get on the jackal.
Right.
Or the gazelle, whatever the hell
gazelle.
It was. Whatever it was
the
called.
Jackal.
Oh, no. So, you know, people were like...
That's asking, a horrible Bruce Willis movie, I'll have you know.
It is terrible.
It's one of those terrible... Yeah.
Jack Black's
Bruce there, Willis, right? Jack Black, and Richard Gere.
Yes.
With possibly the worst Irish accent
yep.
I've ever heard in my life. Yes.
I actually saw that movie in high school... for a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we got all these tickets. We're going to see The Jackal. Why? Why is that the movie we're going to see? It's terrible.
I have a very weird relationship with it because it was on my favorite television show when I was a real little kid. They're coming for you, man. I don't know if you guys can hear those sirens, but...
It's the Wambulance.
A Wambulance. For Wham people. So, when I was a little kid, my favorite... TV station was TNT because they would have their movie marathons.
Wrong
they would pick one movie and it would run like back to back to back and then interject with, I don't know, some like ridiculous 90s TV show rerun. And then again back to back with the sequel of that movie sometimes, you know. The last time I ever watched TNT, they had a whole Harry Potter weekend. They had the first three movies because the fourth movie had just come out.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
And they know drama. TNT knows drama.
They absolutely know drama, which is why they featured, for a whole week,
Jackal.
And so I got really into that movie because I was a kid and I thought it was awesome because there were big guns and explosions and a dude with a fake accent, Jack Black, you know?
Yeah.
And then it came up again when my dad showed me the original that it was based off of, which is called Day of the Jackal.
Oh.
From 1965, I think.
I was not aware that it was based on...
Right. And at first I thought it was boring, but it is actually one of my favorite movies at this point. I like to go back every once in a while to the ridiculousness. Because it's just entertaining, you know.
Jackalope.
Which is why we go back and watch Sophia the First every once in a while. Because it's just entertaining how terrible it is.
I hate it. I can't.
I love the look on your face every time I mention Sophia the First.
You know, we actually... I found a new show yesterday
okay.
for them.
All right.
And it's on Disney Junior.
Okay.
Miles from Tomorrowland. And it's like out in space.
I think I've seen that.
There's
on
like
the
a
thing.
Space ostrich.
Okay.
I don't know. It just, you know, it just seemed a little. It was different. It wasn't princesses or pirates
right.
or
right.
purple dinosaur,
which is why which is why I'm happy with Peabody and Sherman.
Yes. Yeah. So you know, I put it on and they liked it, and then I was like, I want to watch this. I'm like, come on, just watch. Watch that.
Oh, here's what you can do. A little trickaroo. Right? Whenever they turn around, like, mid-episode or whatever, and say, I want to watch this, you gotta just be like, just hold on a minute, we're getting to the good part. This is gonna be great, you're gonna love this.
It is a good one.
This is the one that you loved that one time.
Oh, wait, hang on. Time out.
Time
real
out.
Real quick. You guys probably can't hear it.
Yeah, I think it's a little too low for...
But over my shoulder...
Yeah.
Gentleman
to
with
your
bleach white hair,
right?
Playing the guitar.
Yeah, it seems like every time we come here, there's a guitar.
We've
player.
Only been here once before. It's the same guy.
Is it the same guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you guys remember the last time we did an outdoor show here, I took a picture of this guy who was stalking us with his guitar while we're trying to record, like walking up to the table. So I'm kind of hoping it happens again, but this guy is here, and it's. Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's almost like I feel a sense of having a groupie to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from Jeff Bogle, because he gave us the clock.
Well, Bogle is our ultimate groupie.
He is our ultimate groupie, actually.
He is. I love Bogle.
Hell, if we can get him available on Sundays, he should just come on the show. He'll be our third guy. We should do that.
I'm sure he would be perfectly open to that.
Yeah. If he wasn't traveling across country or something that day, you know.
Yeah, travels more than
he does awesome
president.
Stuff. I would not say that he travels more than the president. I think he travels about, on average, the same as, like...
First lady?
No, not even the first lady.
Biden.
You mean... Oh, yeah. No, it's Biden. I thought it was Boden for some reason.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, Speaker of the House, I think? Pretty high up there.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess it's possible.
So... This is a weird transition. So, Bogle was able to do the cross-country trip with his family, which is amazing, and you should go check out OWTK.com.
You should.
And also check out, I can't remember the actual URL, but he just started a site for his photography.
JeffBogle.com.
Is it JeffBogle.com?
Yes. All right.
JeffBogle.com, because...
JeffBogle.com!
He does some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. And he was able to get a lot of really awesome... awesome stuff for traveling across country, but
he's taking pictures and stuff.
So he was able to partner with Toyota for the trip. I believe they got the brand new Toyota Sienna, their minivan model, to take across country, which is great.
Awesome.
I, on the other hand, we're working with a equally great, if not a little bit better, company. Yeah, it's awkward because I'd love to work with everybody.
Yes.
Can't say better. I was able to get the brand new Kia Sorento for a week.
But you had a Forte.
No. I think the Forte might be coming next. That's their little four-door sedan. Yeah. But yeah, I got the Sorento. It's their crossover SUV thing, right?
It's similar to my Escape. Maybe a little bit bigger.
You know what? I think it was a little bit bigger. But, so yeah, did some filming for that. That's gonna be up soon. Probably like a week I have to do all the editing. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you do anything crazy with it?
I only did one thing crazy, and that's when I had the car to myself, Emma wasn't in the back, she was with her mom. And, I think I took a trip to Costco.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a trip to Costco, and there's a little semi-windy back road that I take to get from, to get to Costco. It's
right.
Just a little back way. Makes it easier. And I may have put it into sport mode and quite possibly moved it over to the progressive shifting and legally had a little bit of fun.
Right.
I did not... I will say that I did not exceed the speed limit.
There you go.
Except for once, because it was a little bit downhill. It's a 35-mile-an-hour zone. I was doing about 42. I apologize.
There you go.
It was a lot of fun.
Where did you have the camera set up?
So, we took a trip to multiple places, but we ended up going to Walmart and getting a camera suction cup thingy.
Oh, nice.
For up on the windshield. Yeah. It's awesome. I want to see if I can get, like, an extension microphone for it, because we're just using an iPhone 4.
Okay.
That isn't technically a phone anymore. But yeah, so I did that, and also for doing the walk around, I used the iPhone on the selfie stick.
Your favorite.
I love the selfie stick, although I'm thinking about getting a new one that actually has the Bluetooth button for snapping pictures.
Yeah, that would... Although they banned it in so many different places.
Yes, they have banned it in a couple of places. And you know what? Let's talk about Disneyland here. Disneyland, Disney World, whichever one it is. I think it's both. They're not allowed in anymore. But I think that they should lift their ban on selfie sticks on rides. Because let's be honest, if you're dumb enough to take a selfie stick on a roller coaster ride...
You deserve what's coming to you?
I think you deserve what's coming. It's one of those things, like that meme that pops up on Facebook every once in a while. What is it? I'm not saying that we should do a mass culling. All I'm saying is we should take the warning labels off of bottles of bleach and just let nature take its course. Or something like that. It's sort of ridiculous, you know. Which is terrible, but at the same time, it's like, you know, we have all these rules... at places put into effect because somebody did something stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it was... Is it Thorny...
I forget what
amusement park it was at just recently. Where a guy, it was this past week, a guy was killed.
I think it was Dorney.
Got hit by a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, man gets, they're like, roller coaster kills man. No! The guy hopped the fence to drop, to pick up his phone right. that he dropped off a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So, dude. You wait and say, hey, my phone's in there.
Right.
When the ride is stopped, can I please walk in there?
Yeah.
Or can you go in and get my phone for me?
Instead of being so like, no, yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Idiot. I mean, it's just, it's horrible that the guy got killed.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's a tragedy, but people
come on.
Just don't use their heads. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get hit by a freaking roller coaster.
This thing's coming at you like a train. You really think that there's room for error here? You know. I'm just saying.
Just baffled me. Real quick, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At PBDadcast. On Instagram at PBDadcast. Facebook.com/PopAndBottlesDadcast. On the internet, PopAndBottlesDadcast.com.
Oh, yeah.
And on YouTube,
oh, yeah.
Check out our Ask a Dad series.
Hashtag
Ask a Dad. You can also check out our tech and parenting, which Ben is working on.
I am working on. I do have a couple of things. I just have to actually get around to finishing.
Right. And we also have our, currently there's only one, but our parenting how-tos you never thought you'd know.
Right.
Which is, you know, episode one of the Great Crib Escape, where I get in a crib.
And we are going to be getting back into it.
Yes. I have a good one. I have it all mapped out in my head. I have the ideas. Right. I have the script in the work. Yes, I'm writing a script for it.
For the script?
Impressed. In progress.
Wow.
You know, fit coming up with a shot chart of where we want to shoot things. Mm-hmm. We're getting other people involved, not
good.
Just us.
Right. Yeah.
So, hopefully, I don't know when we're going to be able to film it.
We'll have to...
It's going
to
be like a one day...
I find that we're doing more and more things where we should really start looking at it almost as if we're professionals.
Yes.
Which we're
really
not.
Well, that's why I wrote a script.
So it's kind of freaky. To the point where we have to have, like, a production schedule and, like,
yeah.
pick a date and that's the date, you know.
Yes.
Like, I mean, pick it out 3 months ahead of time or something like that.
Chances are this won't come until September.
Right.
Because August is, the rest of August is just busy.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
But it's going to be cool. I think it'll be funny. Right. I got some awesome examples. It is about unsolicited parenting advice, so I will...
Which is a big topic.
Yes.
Big topic.
And it's super annoying.
What else?
YouTube.com/PopAndBottlesDadcast
right.
is where you can find us.
If you are a cool enough person to own a Kindle, you'll be able to get my book next week.
Is it out next week?
It is next week, yeah.
Is it finalized?
Yeah. It fell a little bit behind last week. I was going to try and get it out last week, but it did not work out. But the glory of the internet and the wonderfulness of Amazon has allowed it that I can really post it whenever I feel like it.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I just want to give it some time just in case any errors happen in the translation between the document that I send them and, you know, what they actually put out.
Do they send you the final...
No, and occasionally there have been issues before.
Okay.
With formatting for some reason just doesn't copy over. But yeah, do the best we can. It'll still be all my words there. It'll still be entertaining. It'll still be a good read.
And we'll definitely share it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's gonna do it for this week.
Are we done?
Yeah, 44 seconds left.
Nice. I didn't even vent what I was going to vent about, but next week I will.
Or we can do a whole nother show. We can do a double today.
No, not today. I got preseason football to watch.
Right. So happy birthday to Maddie.
And happy birthday to Eazy-E.
Thank you. Yeah, Mad Dog. Shout out. Yeah. Keep an eye on that girl because she's going to be doing some crazy things when she's a teenager.
Yes,
let me tell you. If she's anything like her father.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's it for this week. We're about to record an all-new episode of Ask a Dad,
which
will be up
soon.
This week. So,
all right.
Peace.